There is one practice question to attempt to complete this session. In May 2007, Eleanor gave shares to a discretionary trust. The first thing we need to do is to calculate the lifetime tax.
Before the gift, Eleanor had 55% of the shares in the company. She gave away 20% of the shares, leaving her with 35% after the gift. Using normal loss-to-donor rules, the value transferred for IHT purposes is £440,000. No business property relief is available, as the shares are in an investment company. After deducting two annual exemptions, Eleanor is left with a chargeable lifetime transfer of £434,000.
As this is her only transfer, a full nil band is available. The nil band for 2007-08 is £300,000, leaving £134,000 chargeable to inheritance tax. As Eleanor pays the tax, IHT is calculated at the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80, giving tax due of £33,500. For accumulation purposes, we add this to the chargeable lifetime transfer to give a gross chargeable transfer carried forward of £467,500. It is this gross amount which will be charged to tax on Eleanor's death. Eleanor died in June 2010. The chargeable amount is £467,500. However, as the shares have fallen in value, the donee, i.e. in this case the trustees, can make a fall in value relief claim. The trustees were given a 20% holding and they sold their shares for £75,000. The value of a 20% holding at the date of the gift in May 2007 was £100,000. The trustees' fall in value is therefore £25,000, leaving £442,500 chargeable on death. After deducting the nil band, the trustees will pay tax on £117,500. This will be charged at the normal death rate of 40%. There are between 3 and 4 years between the date of gift and the date of death, so this tax can be reduced by 20% taper relief. Finally, we deduct any lifetime tax paid. The lifetime tax is £33,500, giving tax due on death of £4,100.
This example illustrates the point that to measure the value transferred for IHT purposes, we use the loss-to-donor principle. However, to calculate the fall-in-value relief claim, we must look at the loss-to-the-donee. This concludes this session on fall-in-value relief for lifetime transfers.